Legislative leaders are holding multiple closed-door meetings with Governor Cuomo and say they expect a deal on the budget within the next day in order to print and pass bills by Friday. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and the other leaders were reluctant to provide details, saying they don't want to jeopardize any possible agreements.
We are making progress on all of the issues that are before us. Some obviously will not survive and some will. But I think we have a good framework of discussion here, and we're making progress on agreeing on them.
Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco was also reticent, but he did say there's talk of a tax break package for businesses to offset a possible minimum wage hike.
Depending upon how it's structured and depending upon what tax relief can be structured for small businesses that'll be most affected, that's what's going on, to try to figure if some offset could be sufficient enough to justify some type of adjustment in the minimum wage.
The budget deal could also include a continuation of a tax surcharge on individuals making more than $1 million a year and couples making more than $2 million annually. That tax was to expire next year in 2014, an election year for the governor and all lawmakers. The proposal would extend the temporary tax on the wealthy into 2015. E.J. McMahon with the conservative think tank the Empire Center says the state may not get as much money, though, from extending the tax on millionaires as lawmakers think.
You're really tempting fate at this point. When you continue to drive up income tax rates on people who are highly mobile economic decision makers, and when you spread the image of New York State as a place that's not friendly to capital, ultimately, people with a lot of money reinvest it largely where they are, among other things, and are themselves investors in economic growth. And if you've got a policy in your state that is alienating to people who have money, you're going to have less money in the state.
McMahon predicts more wealthy people will leave New York. He says with the internet and Skype, it's easy to conduct business from anywhere these days. Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness says if the wealthy were going to be driven away by the tax rate, they would have already left, since the tax surcharge has existed in one form or another since 2009.
This is absolutely a fairness issue. I think if you look around the state, we're facing record homelessness, record hunger. We have child poverty rates in many of our cities hovering around 50%. So we absolutely need revenue to address some of these problems.
Proposals on a minimum wage hike range from a $9 an hour plan with automatic future increases tied to inflation, pushed by the Assembly Democrats. Governor Cuomo would like to see the minimum wage increase to $8.75 an hour. Republicans in the Senate are seeking a lower minimum wage for younger workers. They say a training wage would prevent small businesses from laying off teenagers or creating fewer jobs in the future. Deutsch says a training wage would not be the right policy.
That's a big mistake because it's really a slippery slope. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be dignity for all workers, regardless of age, regardless of profession. I think we need to set a minimum wage and stick to it and have it be for all workers across the state, not single out one group or another for lower wages. Because I think that's some dangerous ground that we're heading down.
Cuomo and lawmakers say they can't rule any proposal in or out until the entire budget is done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.